Audacity. Who gave you attitude? The deadly Delta variant now all over Trinidad and Tobago. That and other developments in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup coming right up. Trinidad and Tobago's chief medical officer says the deadly Delta variant is now all over the country. By Saturday, it was being announced that several more people tested positive for the Delta strain over 24 hours. CMO Dr. Roshan Parasram confirmed the development during the Ministry of Health's COVID-19 press conference on Saturday. We hear more on this from TTT News.
The highly contagious mutation of the COVID-19 virus, the Delta variant of concern, is now present in every area in the country. So says Chief Medical Officer Dr. Roshan Parasram, who also added the country needs to be wary of contracting the variant.
We would have confirmed 10 additional cases of the Delta variant of concern. This brings the total number of cases so far up to 42, of which 9 cases had no travel history, 5 cases had positive contact with other positive cases, 3 cases had no contact with positive cases.
According to Dr. Parasram, the presence of more Delta variant cases were confirmed by CAFA and the UWIS labs.
We have Delta variant cases, variants of concern that is confirmed in every county in the country, including Tobago. So it is as widespread as it can be in terms of community spread, and we're trying, by the question, I think, implicit in it, we're trying to identify areas of concern. The areas of concern are all areas of Trinidad and Tobago.
Terry Ann Brong Campbell, TTT News.
The Barbados Private Sector Association, BPSA, has adopted a new position that calls for mandatory vaccines for all frontline workers. The association is discarding its previous stance that favored moral suasion and public education over compulsory inoculation. Barbados Today reports that recently appointed chairman of the BPSA, Tricia Tanis, declared that with an exponential increase in the number of COVID-19 cases threatening lives and the economy at unprecedented levels, the previous approach could no longer be adopted. Tanis declared that an ultimatum mandating either vaccination or frequent testing for frontline workers would be regarded as the bare minimum. She told Barbados Today that it is the association's preference that once it is safe to do so by a person's own medical practitioner advising them, and there is no genuine religious exception to do so, persons who are most exposed in Barbados and who can spread the virus more effectively should have a vaccine mandate or a frequent testing mandate. She said that is the position of the BPSA at the very least. Businesses in Barbados have been complaining that with the current wave of COVID-19, unemployment rates are at unprecedented levels even without lockdown measures. With numerous workers in isolation and quarantine between 7 and 14 days, many private sector players are struggling to participate efficiently in daily market activities. With an armed man lurking around neighborhoods, residents in St. Lucia are being urged to strengthen security measures, as NBC Prime News reports.
Person should not attempt to apprehend the individual. The best thing you can do is to inform the authorities and let them deal with it at that level.
Harrowing footage of an armed man lurking outside a home has been caught on camera. Another image of the individual surfaced on social media last week, creeping in the backyard of homes in the Marisol neighborhood. The stranger has also been seen trespassing in the backyard of another property. According to information obtained by NBC Prime, officers have been on the hunt in various areas for the armed man after receiving numerous calls. However, efforts by the lawmen were unsuccessful in capturing the individual. It has been reported that the gunman was captured on another home surveillance camera. At that time, a student had been engaged in online classes. Some neighbors in the North neighborhood say they are worried about the man who walks around with a rifle in hand. They say they fear he's an incident of vigilante justice waiting to happen. Criminal Investigation Department Acting Inspector Siobhan Matthew has applauded the efforts of homeowners with the installation of surveillance cameras.
Recently, we've noticed that there's been an upsurge in home invasions where we have this individual going around with a rifle, you know, entering person's home, stealing from person's home. When an intruder enters your home, they don't just take your belongings, they also rob you of your sense of security. Now, when you think of how to protect your home from an invasion or from a burglary, the first thing that comes to mind is probably a quality home security system.
Matthew noted that the first line of defense against burglars is securing the exterior of homes. However, he spoke of the need to reinforce other areas for safety, which include cutting overgrown bush to ward off intruders. The CID acting inspector has also encouraged residents to organize watch groups. Cecil Actil, MBC Prime.
Grenadian Prime Minister Keith Mitchell says it is an uphill struggle to convince people to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Mitchell says too that although there are statistics pointing to why it is necessary to take the jab, many still hesitate to do so.
I've had, and I know a number of members of parliament and a number of persons, have had to go and sit down, literally sit down with people and explain to them why, without that, they're not going. They're simply not going because they're listening to the TV. They hear all the stories about what's happening in Canada. They've seen people dying on the ICU units all across the world. But they see millions of people, right? Millions of people die of COVID-19 but for not being vaccinated. But they just had to hear one person get sick because they're vaccinated. They don't know the circumstances. And that's what they latch on to, which is a strange phenomenon. If the statistic says 99%, in Grenada, 95% of the people that have in fact died because of COVID-19 are unvaccinated, only 2% are those who vaccinated, and most likely are people that have serious underlying problems, a lot of medical problems that even vaccine don't seem to be able to save. Why you don't want to be in the statistics of 90, 95, and 99%? Why do you want to be in the category of 2.9%? It frightens me.
Prime Minister Mitchell's comments were made during a virtual meeting with members of the diaspora. Some members of the Tobago electorate have been sharing their views on the coming December 6th Tobago Assembly elections with TTT News.
We definitely need change. It's not so much about change of party, but change of a group of people with a different thinking and way of doing things.
This election is a very, 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 very tight election. I voting, but I wouldn't say who I voting for through victimization or whatever the case may be now, you know. But besiding the election, we need help.
I'm glad. Well, because it's time. It's since January that it like this. So things will work out and everything should be all right.
And I happy we is going back to the poll to break that 6-6. You understand me? If they want the 15 seats, that's all. We will go to the polls, that's all. But I will be there and party no starting tongue.
Equality, progress, and the right leadership. We need classy leaders as we had before.
Former President David Granger has warned of a massive influx of Venezuelan migrants into Guyana. He says Venezuelans are continuing to access neighboring Guyana. Granger says that problem is posing serious demographic, economic, and strategic challenges to Georgetown. Here is Guyana News Source.
Appearing on his weekly Friday program, The Public Interest, Mr. Granger said the estimated 36,000 Venezuelan migrants in the country outnumber Guyanese residents in Region 1, which has a population of only 26,000.
There is a very high risk for Guyana having such a large number of Venezuelans living on its territory and not having a sort of modus vivendi or an agreement with the properly constituted government of Venezuela. As you know, in the not too distant past, there has been an attempt to mount an invasion from outside of Venezuela, and you know, it may seem a remote possibility, but the Venezuelan migrants may want to mount an invasion from Guyanese territory, and that could have a lot of complications for Guyana.
The former president explained that the migration problem has become a headache for officials, noting that Guyana shares a thinly populated 800 kilometers of border with Venezuela, which has been a zone of banditry, crime, incursions, occupation, overflights, and harassment.
It is certainly the most insecure border. Well, we have borders with Suriname and Brazil, but in terms of security, the 800 kilometer, slightly less than 800 kilometer border with Venezuela has always been problematic. There have been incursions by Venezuelan troops. There have been attacks by Venezuelan gangs called sindicatos.
Mr. Granger believes the current administration adopted a markedly different approach in dealing with Venezuelan migrants compared to the treatment meted out to Haitian migrants.
When compared with the prejudice they have displayed towards the Haitians and the favoritism that is displayed towards the persons coming from Venezuela, it is quite stark. A blind man could see what's happening.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, October 11th. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.